The 23rd season of the North Carolina Dance Festival opens at UNC Greensboro this weekend on Friday and Saturday nights at 8 o'clock with a different show each night in Acock Auditorium. It's the third stop on the festival's statewide tour from the high country of Boone to the Wilmington coast, and it features works by eight of the best modern dance choreographers in our state. Among them is Jen Guy Metcalf, founder and director of Terra Nova Dance Theater. She's joined by Dance Project and Van Dyke Dance Group founder Jan Van Dyke.
Without something like the festival to really focus on dance outside of college, there wouldn't be dance represented in this area very well. If we want our students to stay around, we have to give them options, to show them what the options are. And then after they graduate and they start making work, to give them opportunities to show their work. So right now we're touring the state, allowing artists to have a chance to visit audiences that they probably wouldn't have the opportunity to perform for.
And in terms of being in the audience, getting a chance to see a lot of things you wouldn't get a chance
That's
to see.
That's exactly right. It benefits both sides, we like to think.
For those who are not accustomed to, say, modern dance, what are some points of entry?
Modern dance is an American art original. It was developed around the turn of the 20th century by people like Isadora Duncan, Ruth St. Denis, Ted Shawn. They were all Americans, and they derived from ballet, but they were really pushing the boundaries of ballet, trying to say they didn't need to wear a corset, you didn't need to wear shoes, you could be more related to the floor, to the earth, and to nature. Yeah. So it's a more natural form in that sense. It does relate to music in the same way as ballet mostly. It's something that you have to experience.
Is this?
My base is in ballet. And I found that contemporary ballet was a great way for me to use the structure of classical form, but deconstruct it or find some freedom within that structure.
Yeah.
I always try to take my work to the next level and to be fresh and new in what I'm creating and producing. Right now, what's happening with my company, along with the festival, is a dance film. I took the work that is being toured on the festival and I made a film out of it with filmmaker Jay McMurdy. And this happened in Los Angeles this past summer. So we took Words and Deeds, the duet, out of a theater space and put it into a trendy downtown loft and made our dance film. In addition to making the stage work, I love making site-specific work and dance films. And I'm thrilled to be here with Jan because this love of dance films happened during my graduate experience when I worked with Jan Van Dyke. At the time where I was attending college, there was not a dance film course. So we did an independent study together. And then shortly after that, I was hooked for life, and it's kind of fun to have this full circle moment now. But shortly after I had my independent study, Jan Van Dyke created a dance for the camera course at UNCG, so it's continuing on.
Terra Nova Dance Theater founder and director Jen Guy Metcalf and North Carolina Dance Project and Van Dyke Dance Group founder Jan Van Dyke. Jen's original dance, Words and Deeds, features music by Swood, which we've been sampling, and it'll be showcased along with seven other of our state's finest modern dance choreographers during this year's North Carolina Dance Festival. The festival's 23rd season opens at UNC Greensboro Friday and Saturday nights at 8 o'clock with a different show each night in Acock Auditorium. And you'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.